Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have Dr. Connie on, who comes in with not only her coaching and different skills, but she also comes in with her ability to connect you with angels and give you messages from the angels and stuff like that. So I want to have you check out our website when you get a chance, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And make sure to also go and check out Dr. Connie's website, which is drconniesays.com. And check out her different services and everything that she offers. And with that, let me go ahead and bring in Dr. Connie, all yours.
Alrighty, thank you, Mark. Good evening, and welcome to In the Arms of the Angels. I am honored to be on this radio broadcast the first Thursday of every month. At the half hour, I will be doing free angel card reading. So if you would like to get messages from the angels, then at the half hour, if you would like to call into this number, 646-716-9663, if you want to call into that number, and you can speak with Mark, and he will let me know that you're there, and you can have a reading. I would also like to let you know that those of you that are in the New York area, the greater New York City area, I am going to be at the Nyack Street Fair on April the 12th, which is a week from this Sunday. Nyack has two street fairs a year, one in April and one in September. If you're not familiar with Nyack, it is if you're going north, from either the city or Westchester County. Nyack is right across the Tappan Zee Bridge in the first little town in Rockland County. So if you're in the area and you would like to come by, I would love to meet you. And I will be there from 10 to 5 on Sunday, April the 12th. Okay. As I was preparing for the show this evening, the message that I kept getting from the angels and what they wanted me to talk about and what you to understand is that this is a time of new beginnings. And that God works and the universe works with us to create what it is we were meant to create. And we are allowed to be perfectly imperfect. When I was pregnant, and when most women are pregnant and they're asked, what are you going to have, a boy or a girl? A lot of the times we would say, I don't care, and what I would always say is, I don't care what sex the child is as long as the child is normal, as long as the child is healthy. Being normal when you're born is the only time that people really want you to be normal. After you're born, then there's an expectation to be better than, smarter than, taller than, wiser than, better than, prettier than, handsomer than, more popular than everybody else. And what that has created in so many of our spiritual journeys is that we have this expectation that we need to know all the answers, and we need to know at any given time exactly what we're supposed to do and how to do it. The angels want you to know that it is okay for you not to know. It is okay for you not to know exactly what to do all the time. Because if you did, there would be no faith. If you did, there would be no trusting in the universe, and there would be no trusting that the universe is going to do for us above and beyond what we can do. That God will open doors for us and will move us forward on our journey faster and for us to be stronger than we ever thought that we could do in our own power. And the angels are really wanting us to relax on the journey, because we are going to be perfectly imperfect. And starting out with this, the Easter season, as I was speaking to a group of people today, we were talking about Judas. For those of you who may not be familiar with the Easter story, Jesus has come into Jerusalem, and it is a big feast time. There's lots of people there. And he gathers his disciples together and he for the Last Supper. And he says that one of the disciples is going to betray him. Judas leaves that night and goes out and meets with the high priest and the religious leaders of the town. The other 11 disciples and Jesus withdraw to a garden, and Jesus begins to pray. And at an appointed time, the soldiers come into the garden, and Judas is with the soldiers. And Judas has already told the religious leaders, "I will let you know which one is Jesus. I will let you know which one is the leader, which one is the one that you are supposed to arrest." Now, a lot of people believe, and then Judas went up and kissed Jesus. They arrested Jesus. Jesus is hung on the cross and dies on the cross. And for those that are of the Christian faith, believe that he rose from the dead, and that we are ushered into everlasting life because of the death of Jesus on the cross and the fact that he rose from the dead, which gave us sort of permission and the authority to rise from the dead. A lot of people believe Judas, because Jesus was he believed that Jesus was the Son of God, as the rest of the disciples did, that there was a huge following for Jesus, and that Jesus could rise up and start a ministry on the earth, and that Judas was actually trying to force Jesus into making this stand of claiming he was the Son of God and starting a universal church. And he didn't really believe that Jesus would actually die on the cross or even go to the cross. And there were many that believed that even if he got on the cross, because he was the Son of God, he would just miraculously come down from the cross. Nobody really believed that Jesus would actually die on the cross. Judas was being perfectly imperfect in his desire for Jesus to claim himself to be the Son of God and to start an earthly ministry. The beauty of the Easter story is that there is a message that even though we do not act in a perfect manner, the ultimate intention of the universe is going to happen regardless of what we do. So even though Judas may have tried to force Jesus' hand, the intention of from many who believe in the Christian thought that the crucifixion needed to happen so that the resurrection could happen. Even though Judas was being perfectly imperfect, the universe was still able to create the intention that it was meant to do. Even though the disciples scattered and Peter denied that he even knew Jesus 3 different times, even though no one stood and was a strong backbone for Jesus during the time of his arrest and crucifixion, that the intention of the universe to create this merciful forgiveness was so apparent because for the 11 remaining disciples, they were all able to overcome their imperfection and renew their faith and stand in their faith, so that the spirit of the Easter season is actually one of forgiveness and new beginnings and new hope. So what the angels want us to understand is we do the best we can and we decide what our belief is going to be. If I believe that I have a destiny, and that as I follow my angelic guidance on a daily, hourly basis, that even though I am perfectly imperfect, I will still be able to reach my destiny. That we can be knocked down. We can be fearful. We can say, I don't believe. We can try to force the universe's hand to act quicker or in a different way than what we think it should. And even when we are perfectly imperfect, that the universe is still able to work with us if we can continue to align with what we really believe. So the first thing, if I am going to live my destiny, is I need to define what it is I believe and who it is I believe in. So if I believe that I have I was put in this world to do something, then as I walk with my angels and as I seek guidance and as I listen to what they have to tell me and then do what I feel they want me to do, I am moving toward my destiny. Even though I may not understand on a day-to-day basis how I'm going to achieve what God wants me to do. If it's on my heart to have a spiritual practice, it's on my heart to speak what the angels want me to speak and how I would be able to do that in a bigger, better way. I don't have to know every single bend in the road. I don't have to understand every single. I don't have to understand how God is going to get me there. I just need to understand that He's going to get me there. So every once in a while, I may be a Judas, and I may try to force the universe's hand and try to push the universe along, because I may get tired of waiting, or I may not understand, and I'm trying so hard to control what the universe is doing so I can understand it. But even when I'm a Judas and I try to force the universe, or I'm like a Peter and I deny that it's ever going to happen, that every single day I can have an Easter story, because even in my unknowing, even though I don't completely understand how the universe is going to do what it promised it would do, that I get to live a life of victory, and I get to live a life of accomplishment, and I get to live a life of serenity, because I choose to believe in a destiny for me that the universe will complete, because that's what I was born here to do. The same for you, that there is a thing that the universe needs you to do in order for you to live a complete, full life. And when you fulfill your destiny, you give other people permission, and you open a space for them to step into their destiny. It's like everybody was at birth was given a puzzle piece, and we all get to put our, when we are moving toward what God wants us to do, what we are moving toward our heart's desire, what we are moving toward, the thing that compels us to keep moving toward something, that we're putting these puzzle pieces on a big board. And the more complete we make the picture, the easier it is for other people to follow in our footsteps to create their own destiny. So this is a time of new beginning. What the angels would like for everyone to do is stop and take a deep breath and be aware of what is going on in your life right now. How are your relationships? Are they fulfilling? Are they providing you with inspiration to be the best you can be? Are they the type of people that encourage you to live to your highest standard? Are they people who complain? Are they people who gossip? Are they people who support you to be the best you can be? How are your relationships? How is the relationship with you? When you look in the mirror, do you like the person looking back at you? What the angels want us to do is to be in a place where we can take the steps that we need to take, that we stop long enough to listen to what the angels have to say to us, and then do what the angels ask us to do. And all of the times when the angels are asking us to do something, it may not make sense. It did not make sense from the outside world to look at somebody like Walt Disney, who went bankrupt 7 times trying to build a theme park. Didn't make sense to Henry Ford's father, who tried to talk him out of leaving a perfectly good job to start a car company. That a lot of the times what the angels are going to ask us to do is not going to make sense if you look at it from a practical point of view. Didn't make sense to in the Christian faith for Jesus to die until the resurrection happened, and then you got to see more of a complete picture. So at a particular time, important to have a clear definition of what it is you believe in. And then you need to stand in that. I like what the Buddha has to say when he says, however many holy words you read, what good will they do if you do not act upon them? You have to know the foundation of where you're standing. You have to understand that the God who created the world and created you has put you here for a particular purpose. And you have you get to call the shots when it comes to whether you're going to be listening to the angels and allowing yourself to follow through with what the angels have asked you to do. And it does not have to be a perfect journey. We are all perfectly imperfect. We are going to royally mess up. We are going to drop the ball. We are going to say the wrong thing. We are going to do the wrong thing. It doesn't matter a particular action if we are moving in a direction that we feel the angels want us to do. We can always correct. We can always get back on track. We can always start a new day. The angels are wanting for each of us to fall in love with ourselves. Because if I am standing in love, if I am standing in a place that I feel connected to God and I feel connected to my fellow being, then I am going to begin to move toward the destiny that God has for me. Because if I am in a place of love, I can hear the angels better. I understand my brother better. I am much less likely to be critical. I come from a place of understanding. If I am operating out of love, I am operating out of forgiveness. The new beginning that the angels want for us is an attitude of forgiveness, an attitude that I am going to let go of things that don't serve me. The message from the angels is it is time for us to drop those things that keep us blocked and keep us slowed down and keep us so absorbed on our imperfections that we can't ever really appreciate how perfect we are. If I am so concerned about how I look, what I say, who my friends are, am I going to look good in the office, am I going to be attractive enough to be noticed by some person, am I going to have something so other people think that I'm, you know, hip, slick, and cool. The underlying, the underpinnings of all of that is a lack of really accepting who I am. If I am more concerned about what I look like than loving my neighbor, if I'm so concerned with getting to work on time because I'm running late that I'm cutting people off or being rude to somebody or not, running through the office and not even saying, "Hi, how are you?" The angels are saying this is a time of a new beginning, and the new beginning is to allow ourselves to be perfectly imperfect and embrace that we are, embrace our flaws, so that we can truly appreciate the perfect parts of us. That when I choose to look at somebody and accept them for who they are, warts and all, then I am at a place where I can begin to listen to what the angels have to say, and a place where I can truly start my journey. Mark, are you there? We are at the half hour point.
Sorry about that. I was taking callers.
Oh, okay.
So anybody wants to call in and get an angel reading from Dr. Connie, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And Dr. Connie, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Do you want to do the half hour? This is who we are and what we're doing and where we're at?
Yeah, I tell you, this new moon that's coming up on Saturday is throwing me all out of sorts. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie, who's on usually the first Thursday of every month here on the radio. To find out more about her and her website and our other shows, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right, Dr. Connie, you ready?
Yes, I am ready. I am just letting everybody know that I'm going to, my sinuses and allergies have been really messed up, so I am going to put a lozenge in my mouth, so I'm going to work around my losses. Other than that, I'm good to go.
All right, sounds good. Let's go ahead and bring Jay on. Jay, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can we help you?
Hey, just wondered, it's in regards to your messages that you were just talking about, forgiveness and things like that. I always see that in movies, too, but I also see the point of, like, surrendering, not doing anything. So things seem to work out. So I just wonder what the angels were saying about that, because you were just talking about just during your half hour regarding your forgiveness, because I just find that for myself, it took me a long time to forgive myself. And I just wondered, why is it always hard for us to forgive ourselves and maybe others too? In general, I just wonder what the angels thought about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have all sorts of comments about that, but we would be on much longer than my hour. And
yes.
I do believe, though, as I'm shuffling the cards, one of our life journeys is to really embrace how wonderful we are, because it's that part of me that I don't like that bumps up against that part of you, your imperfections, that makes me see you in a less than perfect light, you know?
Mm.
So. All right, so what are the two of the things that the angels are saying is forgiveness has to do with fear.
Mm.
Forgiveness has to do with, because I am afraid, I am so attached to how I think life should be, and you come and you do something is against what I think should happen. For example, you lied about me and made me look foolish in front of somebody that I really wanted to look cool in front of. So now I am fearing that I'm not good enough. And it's the fear, it's some level of fear that keeps me from really forgiving. Does that make sense?
Mm, yeah, okay. Yep.
Another thing that keeps us from forgiving is that we continue to hold on to things that don't serve us. So I am continuing to hold on to my low self-esteem, and then you're coming along and you're saying bad things about me, which makes myself, my low self-esteem even bigger,
mm-hmm.
which makes me more fearful. So I really truly think that the basis of being so hard to forgive people is fear and our attachment to how we think things ought to be,
mm-hmm.
you know. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. It does.
And the way to get over fear is to not be so attached to how things are going in our life and trusting more in the angels and in God to bring about goodness, as opposed to us trying to figure out how to create it in ourselves.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes any sense. It makes sense to me. I don't know if it makes sense to anybody else or not.
Yep. I understand what's going on here. That's what's going on. It's a very difficult lesson to learn on this first plane.
Right.
Right.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Thanks,
Jay. Thanks so much.
Okay, Pooja, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing well. Very
how
good.
How can we help you this evening?
I just really want a message. I feel like there's a lot coming in. I am going through huge spiritual shifts and being prompted to, you know, just kind of really grow in a lot of different ways. And so I feel that coming, and then I feel a lot of love in my life. And I feel like love, like in actual form, is probably on its way too. So I wanted to ask you about that. I wanted to see, you know, what messages they had about that.
Okay. I don't quite understand your question, but I'm going to leave it up to them because they understand your question. It's very cool that you have lots of love coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that you actually feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You seem like you're very sensitive.
I am.
Okay. Oh. Yes, the cards say you're highly sensitive. Are your parents still living?
Are my what?
Parents.
They, it's interesting, I just spent the week with them, and so we just did this course together, this spiritual course, and I finally felt like I could let go of them and really start moving on with my life today.
Okay.
So,
because
yeah.
One of the things that the angels need for you to do, as you're letting go of the cords and cutting the ties is to keep the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the sensitivity that you have is because of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because how they have held you and prayed for you and been there for you in ways that kind of didn't make sense, but it made sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about your sensitivity is because of this all this energy that's happening and this really wide open place where you are. I mean, your heart is just wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Just be very careful about what you're ingesting as far as chemicals and food and that kind of thing, because that will end up. The areas and the people that you hang around with. Like, I wouldn't go to bars and I wouldn't go to loud, noisy places where there, you know, there's drinking a lot of alcohol or something
mm-hmm.
like that. That would be a negative energy for you because you're so wide open
mm-hmm.
that you really need to actually protect yourself. And the angels are asking you. Do you wear crystals or have any crystals?
I do. I do. I think today was the first day where I absorbed quite a bit because I just dropped my parents off. So I do have some crystals. I sleep near them. I'll probably go meditate with some of them around me and clear myself off a little bit today.
Yeah, do that because they need – that is going to offer you some protection and some guidance as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Can I ask you something specific
mm-hmm.
while we're on this? So I don't know if this is if it's because I'm so wide open, but there's this guy that I keep running into, and I really honestly don't feel like there's any kind of love connection. I think there was a possibility. And yesterday something happened. I swear the world moved me to this gas station. And I went to the gas station, sat there, and I was trying to find my debit card. And it was right there in front of me, and suddenly it was gone. So I'm here, like, looking for it. And then I kind of feel like someone's watching me, and I turn around towards my right, and it's that guy. And I keep seeing him over and over, and he's just staring right at me. And I mean, literally, I didn't know what to say. It just kind of shook me up a little bit, and I don't know if they're bringing me. Am I just drawing people in because of being so wide open? Is that what this is? Because this has happened like twice. It's so weird. And I know it's not. I don't feel like it's a love connection anymore. I felt like it may have been before, but
no. I think what it is because you're operating at such a high vibrational level
mm-hmm.
that you're actually. Manifesting things very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he must be on a spiritual, kind of the same spiritual, walking on the word, frequency as you.
Similar to me? Is it similar to me? His frequency?
Yeah, I think he must be on the same frequency as you. But you're right. It may not have anything to do with love. It may have to do that you're attracting people that are this, of the same frequency as you.
Yeah, he absolutely was staring at me. Like, I mean, like staring at me. If I had not, I just wonder what his awareness is about this. Because I know, I mean, is there anything about that? It's happened twice, and I don't know what to do. My first instinct is to, like, flee, like, run. I don't know why.
As you're meditating and with your crystals, I would seek guidance on that.
Okay, I'll do that.
But I do get the sense that you're just manifesting things very quickly because you're at a really high vibration right now, and it could be the spiritual work you just did, and it could be the energy that's moving through, and that again, you are highly sensitive anyway. But if your intent, if your thought is to run, then I would definitely
you run.
Yeah.
It's happened twice, and I don't know why. And he looked straight at me, and I've known him before. I've met him before years ago. I thought he was a possibility, like a love interest, but just recently have not been feeling the same thing. He actually felt really quite heavy yesterday when I felt his gaze. So I don't know.
Well, I would use my crystals. I would ask for Michael to protect you. Also, with the purple energy, is if you think of like a purple mist around you, is against psychic connection. That will protect you so that he can't come in psychically at any level and reach you. So white light is general protection, and then a purple light or purple haze or mist would be for psychic protection.
Okay, thank you, Pooja. All right, Samantha, you are on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. How can I help you?
Yes, I just wanted to know what messages the angels have to let me know of in life or in my current situation, what I need to know.
What you need to know in your current situation?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay. Let's see. Okay. You know more than you think you do. You need to trust yourself. You need to relax, and you need to just know that you know more than you think you do. That you are being given messages, whether it's you're seeing things or it's in your it's things that you're thinking about or mental pictures that you have. You're being guided and led by that way. And that you, it's okay for you to get messages that way, and what the messages that you're getting are accurate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I've been having dreams and things. And I didn't know if I was just, I guess, wishing that they would happen or if they actually meant something. So thank you for that.
Well, one of the things you can do is your third eye chakra, if you'll clear that, then you know where that is, right between your physical eyes, you know, on your forehead. If you'll clear that area, then you'll be able to... the angels tell me that they're trying to talk to you, but you keep blocking them. And you're blocking them with your doubt. And you're blocking them with, is this too good to be true? There's a level of it's good, these really good, yummy things can't be happening to me, kind of a thought.
Yeah.
And they're like banging on the door, banging on your third eye chakra, trying to say, here we are, hello, this is for real. So they want you to start visualizing what it is you want. And they are giving you accurate guidance if you will just allow yourself to receive it and know that it's actually possible for you.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. It really makes sense. And I've been thinking about those things, but your confirmation really hit the nail on the head for me.
Great, great. I'm so hopefully. Well, and again, that's what they're saying is we're right here, man, and we're telling you. So good, good. I'm so pleased.
Okay, thank you, Samantha. Tricia, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. My question is, about a year ago, I got this message. Well, long story short, I had a near-death experience years ago, probably close to 20 years ago, and I was told to go into teaching. And then I got a very strong message about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, saying that that contract was completed and that I am done. And I got kind of scared initially, like, oh my God, am I going to die? And then I started integrating it and thinking, well, there's other ways to teach and there's other careers. And I've started to feel a dissatisfaction on some level with teaching, but I haven't fully like grounded into the idea of what I'm doing next. And I'd just like to hear what the angels might say about, you know, my next career or my next phase in life.
What do you teach?
Creative writing and English.
Nice. High school?
College.
Very nice. Okay.
Community college, so.
That's right. I've taught at community college. They're actually pretty cool places.
Yeah. A lot of transformation can happen for a lot of different people. And that,
right.
That one.
Okay. So here's what the angels are saying that you don't have to know right now. The angels are saying that right now, even though you don't know, you can still choose to be happy and content. That you can lean on the angels and God need you to lean on them, and that you can trust them that they're going to lead you in the right place at the right time. And the more that you trust them, the easier it's going to be to trust your own feelings about, okay, this is the right time. So right now you don't need to do anything but just enjoy what it is you do. And it may be that you're going to pursue another type of writing. Maybe you'll write a book or you'll write, you know, do something different with your skills and talents. But you don't need to know right now.
Interesting. So just be in the moment, in other words, and
you
listen
just need
to guidance.
You get to be in the moment, but you get to be happy and content in the moment. Because part of this transition for you is a faith walk. So you're going to know when the time is right. You're going to know. The teaching that you still kind of enjoy right now, you're going to wake up one day and it's going to be, oh no, this is really like done.
I'm not quite at that place, but I'm getting
right,
there.
That's what I'm saying. You're not there yet.
Yeah.
You're not there yet. You're in a transition place, but as you lean on God and the angels, they will guide you, and the more that you feel you're being guided, the more you can trust your feelings in knowing that the steps that you're taking are the right steps.
I almost felt when I got that message that I could, like other people would say, that's crazy and you shouldn't do anything like this, but I almost felt like I could just walk out of the building and quit that year, you know, and I didn't, because the rational part of myself said, no, you have to figure out what you're doing, you know, you need a plan.
But see, that's the whole thing. That's what the angels are telling you is, no, you don't. You don't have to have the plan. You just get to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as you be, then your writing will change, your teaching will change, and you'll find that it'll be a natural transition for you, because you will just be instead of having to have a grand scheme. That one of your life lessons is just to let go.
Oh, I'm being taught that. I'm being hit over the head with that. So, yeah, that does ring true, the letting go.
Right.
And letting God, I guess, work in my life more.
Yeah, and as you do that, part of it is that you talk yourself out of your feelings, or you don't allow yourself. You're very concrete. It's nice to have a plan. But you'll just know that the intuitive part of you will just be there.
Well, thank you. Is there any guidance though about anything beyond that though? I mean, I'm obviously, it's hard for me to just be. There's like a part of me that thinks there's got to be more.
No, because the only other thing that they wanted me to let you know was, as you are being, you are also being guarded and protected. So it's not like they're throwing you out in the big wide world and just leaving you on your own. This sense of, I have no idea where I'm going and what I'm doing, you're still being guided and surrounded and protected. Even if you don't know exactly where your next footfall is going to be.
Well, and it's not so much about me as it was about, you know, like specific students that I think I was contracted to help along the way. And I felt like a year ago, all of those students had moved on to universities and kind of moved on with their lives. And for whatever reason, like...
No, this isn't, this isn't as much about you as it is about them.
Hmm.
He brought you back for... not only them, but he brought you back for you.
Yeah, that's the piece that is hard. It's always been easy to do for others and to help others. And when I start looking at myself and what I want, that becomes more difficult.
Right. And part of it is just for you to know how amazing you are, and the next step will just be a natural transition. But you got to just let God do what God does and know that it's for you now and not for them.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That touches my heart.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
You have a blessed evening. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Connie, you're all set. If you want me to wrap up the show?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just wanted everybody to remind everybody that on the 12th I will be in Nyack, New York at the street fair. Please come see me. I would love to meet you and do a reading for you. So with that, Mark, it's all yours.
What's the date on that event?
It's the 12th. It's a week from Sunday.
Okay. And what was the location?
Nyack, New York. The street fair is on Main Street in Nyack, New York.
Very cool. All right, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Dr. Connie is on once a month, usually the first Thursday of the month, for In the Arms of the Angels. I'm kind of losing track of what I'm doing here. Hold on. Oh, boy. So, let's try that again. you can go and check out her website at drconniesays.com. And you can find out more information about her if you didn't get the link or anything like that, and about her show by going to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, I'm going to say goodnight, and thanks, as always, for doing the show.
You're very welcome. It's wonderful to be here. Have a blessed Easter. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Goodnight, everybody. Bye now.